Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Monday was the final full day in office for President Bush, and one of the items on his agenda, commuting the sentences of imprisoned U.S. Border Patrol agents Jose Compion and Ignacio Ramos Jr. Both men were convicted in 2006 of shooting an allegedly unarmed Mexican drug smuggler. However, their 12 and 11-year sentences, respectively, were considered vast overreaches even by the prosecutor, and eventually President Bush came to that conclusion as well. Supporters argued that the two were simply doing their job, and the case attracted widespread attention due to the events along the U.S.-Mexican border and the intensifying immigration debate here in Washington. As you'll hear later in the program, with the help of author and reporter Jerome Corsi, there has been a lot of controversy about this case because many people believe Compion and Ramos were wrongly convicted, that the prosecutors misled, if not even lied, to the jury in Texas on their case. Much more on that a little bit later in the program. Several members of the U.S. House of Representatives, as well as the U.S. Senate, had long been pushing for the commutation or outright pardon of both Compion and Ramos, and Congressman John Culberson of Texas is very pleased with the commutation on Monday. In a statement, Culberson says, quote, "This long overdue commutation is a blessing to the border agents and their families, and it will instantly improve the morale of our Border Patrol, which will make our nation more secure. Their sentences will now expire March 20th, and these men will finally be released from prison and return home to their loving families." He goes on to say, "Today is a great day for Texans and people from across the country who sought justice for Ramos and Compion. Their appeal to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals was rejected in September, so a presidential commutation was their best and most timely option." He concludes by saying, "With this one act, President Bush has done more to restore his popularity than anything else he could have done, and he showed once again that he is a man of character and integrity," unquote. Meanwhile, President Bush could potentially issue more pardons and commutations in the final hours of his administration. And if the comments over the weekend by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are any indication, the president may want to save some for some former advisors, namely former White House counsel Harriet Myers and Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Speaker Pelosi says that the law may compel Democratic lawmakers to go forward with prosecuting certain Bush administration officials.
"We have to learn from the past, and we cannot let the politicizing of, for example, the Justice Department to go unreviewed. The past is prologue. We learn from it."
Pelosi gave the example of wanting to, quote, "see the truth come forth," unquote, about hiring and firing decisions made by the Justice Department that may have been politically motivated, namely the firing of those 8 or 9 U.S. attorneys right towards the end of 2006. House Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers said Friday he wants a commission set up that would examine whether the Bush administration broke the law also by invading Iraq in 2003. He also wants a determination of whether Bush officials broke any laws by implementing what he called aggressive anti-terrorism initiatives. But of course, the big news here in Washington, tomorrow is Inauguration Day, and the U.S. Secret Service has assembled a security force of 40,000, the biggest in D.C. history for Barack Obama's historic inauguration. The crowds could reach about 2 million, and besides the record number in attendance, other key reasons for the security force's immense size include the inauguration's high visibility and, of course, its historic nature. And Obama's official oath of office will include the phrase, "So help me God." Several atheist organizations filed a lawsuit to block the phrase in tomorrow's presidential inauguration, but a federal court refused to grant the plaintiff's request late last week. For his part today, President-elect Obama and wife Michelle promoting community service on Martin Luther King Day. In brief remarks to community service volunteers in the nation's capital, Obama says Americans are using MLK Day to help make America better.
"Maybe more than 1 million people through 11,000 service projects all across the country commemorated Dr. King and got involved in this process of remaking America."
Obama says America improves when we improve our own neighborhoods one step at a time.
"If we're waiting around for somebody else to clean up the vacant lot, or waiting for somebody else to get involved in tutoring a child, if we're waiting for somebody else to do something, it never gets done."
Joe Biden and his wife Jill were also taking part in community service projects on Monday, but that's not why they're in the headlines today. It's because today's episode of Oprah aired an apparent slip of the tongue by Mrs. Biden.
"Joe had the choice to be Secretary of State or Vice President. And I said, Joe, no. Well, okay, he did. So,
The crowd reaction was to Mr. Biden clearly letting it be known that his wife wasn't supposed to say that publicly. Meanwhile, with Hillary Clinton about to become the next Secretary of State, New York Governor David Patterson says he'll make a decision about who will replace her in the U.S. Senate by the end of the week. However, according to sources surrounding those who have been considered for this post, Governor Patterson has already selected Kennedy to replace Clinton in the U.S. Senate. And finally, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is determined the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas will become a durable peace. Ban Ki-moon says Hamas must keep its side of the bargain, though, if the peace is to last. He's been in the region for a week talking with Palestinian and Israeli leaders and their neighbors in a bid to push the ceasefire. Much more on this story later when we talk with David Gardenstein-Ross of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Markets were closed today for Martin Luther King Day. When we come back on Dateline Washington, inside the commutation of the border agents, Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest right after the break.